beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rocking and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
That's pretty nice, huh? Good afternoon, good evening, good night. This is the Big Beat Show on WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. It is March 17th, 2011, and my name is Lou Rollon. No, my name is Lou Rollo, and we just heard Roll On by the Future Tones on Tress Records from 1959. I got maybe 18 more if I don't do a lot of talking. Well, I do have some announcements for you later on. Some harmony today for an hour of harmony in a world of insanity. So let's see if we can get this going. The Future Tones, as I said, Tress Record label 1955. Right now, something recorded and issued on the Deluxe label, September 1954, by a group called the Blue Dots. Here they are with Let Me Know Tonight.
Yeah! Hi, I'm Ray Pollard of the Wanderers, and you're listening to the Big Beat Show.
Say, man, what was that?
It was a Thunderbird, baby, down my street. She died so crazy, but she was so sweet. It was a Thunderbird, baby, a Thunderbird, baby. Yes, a Thunderbird, baby, a real crazy baby. Ooh, wow, wow, ooh, wow, wow, ooh, wow, wow, ooh, wow, wow, wow. There she goes again. Oh, well, a Thunderbird, baby, all the time. When it makes her drive so crazy, it's a mix of mine. It was a Thunderbird, baby, a Thunderbird, baby. Yes, a Thunderbird, baby, a real crazy baby. Ooh, wow, wow, ooh, wow, wow, ooh, wow, wow, ooh, wow, wow, wow. Won't be do me, won't, won't be do me, won't be do me, won't. You know I can't get no sleep, cause he rubs her pipes. Oh, well, one day is always stopping for the quarter light. The police got in traffic, was not out of sight. It was a Thunderbird, baby, a Thunderbird, baby. Yes, a Thunderbird, baby, a real crazy baby. Ooh, wah, wah, ooh, wah, wah, ooh, wah, wah, ooh, wah, 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 be do be won, wah, be do be won, wah, be do be won. It had to happen. Be do be womp, Thunderbird baby. Be do be womp, real crazy baby. If you want my love, get a Thunderbird. Womp, Thunderbird baby.
How about that for an ending, huh? There's a typical Big Beat Show 3-record opening set for you. Just heard Thunderbird Baby by the Paramounts on Combo Records from April of 1959. We're going to flip that record over on during the next set. Thunderbird Baby, the Paramounts. Just before that, Cry, Cry Baby by the Aladdins on Aladdin Records, April 1955. And the Blue Dots on Deluxe from September of 54. Gave us Let Me Know Tonight, yeah. And let's see, we'll go to the Fox label, not the Flo Fox label, but the Fox label, 1957. For the next one, this is called Let's Be Partners. Then right after that, the Paramounts again, April 1959. It always amazes me that both sides of a record always come out the exact same date. I just haven't figured that one out yet. We'll hear Take My Heart by the Paramounts. But first, right now, on the Big Beat Show here are the Romeos and Let's Be Partners.
Thank you. to the end. Oh, dear.
Nice finish, gang. The Paramounts, the flip side of Thunderbird Baby. April 1959 on Combo Records, and that was called Take My Heart. Quite a difference from the other side, don't you think? And it was the Romeos on Fox Records, 1957. And we heard Let's Be Partners. Now I got another 3-record set coming up for you right now. Then I got a couple of announcements and even a book that I want to tell you about that's out about rock. Well, actually, it's out about doo-wop records. I will talk about that word a little bit, too. So after this set, let's see. In this set, we have a group calling themselves The Charts, but they are not The Charts from Everlast or Lana or any of those. That's not that group at all. I don't know who this group is, but they call themselves The Charts and issued a record on the Velvetone label in 1963. That's VELVTONE. And it's called What's Your Excuse? I'd like to know what their excuse was for using the name Charts. But anyway, we'll hear it and you decide. After that, we'll go to Duto Records, 1963, Duto number 474, The Cufflinks with Chancing My Love. But right now, here are The Charts.
Where did you go, girl, when you left me at the dance? You said that guy
you
went home with, he didn't have a chance. So I walked home alone, and as I passed by his home, I heard music playing.
it sounded just like you.
Tell me what's your excuse.
What's your excuse?
You think fast. All you have to do is snap your fingers, and I'll come a running in. I'll run into you just as fast as I can.
Running, running, running.
But let me tell you, baby, you got a second order coming.
Coming, coming, coming.
Don't treat me like a child, cause I'm a full grown man.
I'm a full grown man, at least I think I am.
I'm nobody's fool, girl. And there's another thing you will learn, that when you play with fire, well, don't you know, well, you would only be burned. I could read between the lines that there is something on your mind. Why don't you tell me the truth?
Why don't you tell me the truth?
Have you found somebody new?
Have you found somebody new?
Cause I don't wanna cry.
And so before I say goodbye,
tell me what's your excuse?
What's your excuse? Your excuse.
Tell me what's your excuse?
What's your excuse?
Thanks.
I'll tell you what we heard in that last set. At the top of the set, some group called The Charts. Not a bad record, though, for What's Your Excuse on Velvetone, 1963. Then also 1963 on Duto Records, The Cufflinks with Chancing My Love. And just now, from the early 60s, I don't have a specific year on this. Whoa, here come the motorcycle gangs. All right. Be right with you guys. Coming out later. Feed my hog. All right. The Sonettes. I have no idea who they were. A Detroit group, female group, obviously. Obviously an early 60s recording on the K.O. Knockout label. No date can I find on that. Teardrops by the Sonettes. S-O-N-N-E-T-T-S. All right, I got a couple of announcements. First of all, as many of you, I've told you once before at least, that they're naming a street in Staten Island for Johnny Maestro noon on March 26th. Noon, March 26th. It'll be at Midland and Mason Avenues, for those of you who know where that is in Staten Island. You might want to go there for that. I don't know. I'm sure there's going to be a big crowd, a nice dedication in honor of one of the finest singers ever, one of the nicest people ever, Mr. Johnny Maestro. So, noon, March 26th at Midland and Mason Avenues in Staten Island. Now, there's not many times I don't get that many books to tell you about, but I got a pretty good one. I think I want to recommend this to you pretty highly, too. It is called Forever Doo-Wop by a guy named John Michael Runowicz, R-U-N-O-W-I-C-Z. And it's published by the University of Massachusetts Press. Probably on the bookstands now, or you could order it from the bookstore. And it says Forever Doo-Wop, and a subtitle, Race, Nostalgia, and Vocal Harmony. Whatever you think about the word doo-wop, and I have no problem with it, and I've justified it many times. I'm not going to do it right now, but this guy respects the word doo-wop as an American cultural art form, and doesn't put down the word at all. I'm going to read a paragraph from this book so you can get an idea. It's on a lot of levels. It's on a highly intellectual level and a street corner level, and this guy gets it pretty good, I think, and he's said some things in writing that I've thought over the years, and I just never put it in writing. Okay, I'm going to read you a paragraph from page 14 in the introduction. Doo-wop's new popularity is due in large measure to its having become a potent vehicle for nostalgic remembrance. Doo-wop is the music of the first generation of rock and rollers, the most economically influential teenage generation up to that time. In the 1950s, the music that many young people embraced set them apart from their parents' generation, arguably as never before. The music belonged to them, and it helped define who they were. This generation has now reached middle and, for many, retirement age. Hearing doo-wop and seeing it perform puts them in touch with a crucial part of their identity. And it does. It gets into a lot of ethnic issues and music issues and harmony issues and people issues. I highly recommend this book, Forever Doo-wop, by John Michael Runowicz, available now from the University of Massachusetts Press. If it's not on the shelf, I guess you can order it. I recommend it, okay? So that's all I'm going to tell you about that one. And I guess that's all I have to tell you about anything. That's all the news I have for you right now. So let's get back to some music. I found this on a CD the other day, and I said to myself, you know, I might even have this on a 45. And I looked at my collection, and I do. It's by a group you all know, The Contours, on Gordy Records, November 1964. Here are The Contours with That Day When She Needed Me.
Going home so I could explain.
Slice of Heaven on 88.7. How about that? The Miracles on End Records came out twice. Came out on End 1029, number 1029, August 1958. Then it was reissued in 1960 with the same flip and everything, End number 1084, The Miracles and I Cry. And just before that, That Day When She Needed Me by the Contours on Gordy Records, November 1964. We're going to head back to the old, old stuff during this next set, but first of all, for those of you who remember last week, I played a really strange record by the Spiedels called Wanted Dead or Alive. Well, I got the flip side of it for you right now. On MZ Records from 1960, we'll hear the Spiedels, S-P-Y-D-E-L-S, and No More Tears, and right after that, we'll go back to 1948 for something by the Harmonaires. But right now, here are the Spiedels.
Question, but I There ain't no crime to go back in time, especially when the music sounds so fine.
Although you say we're through, I'll be always loving you. Now you know that you can depend on me. Now someone that you met has taught you to forget. Now you know that you can depend on me. I wish you success and loads of happiness. Now, sweetheart, I must confess, I'll be lonely and so lonely and so blue for you. Now, if you ever need a friend, I'll be yours until the end. Now you know that you can depend on me.
Although you say we're through, I'll be always loving you. You know you can depend on me. Depend on me, someone that you met.
I wish you success, loads of happiness. Now, sweetheart, I must confess, I'll be lonely and so blue for you. Now, if you ever need a friend, I'll be yours until the end. Now you know that you can depend on me. Oh, my darling, you can depend on me.
Well, oh, my dear, I'm my dear.
Jesus will answer prayer. He'll take away your sorrow.
Hey, Jesus, hey,
Oh man, I haven't played a gospel record in a long time, so I thought I'd give you that one by the Friendly Five. Apparently the only record they ever made and put out. Came out three ways, actually. Apparently on Authentic and Dutone at the same time, May of 1956. And also came out on a very rare Duto LP around the same time, May 1956, with a bunch of other gospel groups singing on the Friendly Five have two cuts on that LP. Jesus Will Answer Prayer by the Friendly Five from 1956. Just before that, 1948 on Majestic, the Harmonaires and You Can Depend on Me. And the Spiedels gave you something a little less insane than its flip side. On MZ Records 1960, the Spiedels and No More Teasing. Now, the next record I have up is by a group called the Blue Dots. I have it on a very strange CD called Super Rare Doo-Wops Volume 2. It says it's the Blue Dots. I looked up Blue Dots all over the place, and there's plenty of listings for groups called the Blue Dots or someone and the Blue Dots, but nothing for this recording. But I'm going to play it for you anyway. If anyone can tell me what Blue Dots this is, when it came out, and what label, I will be eternally grateful. So here are the Blue Dots, unknown who, what, or when, and this is called My Very Own.
Ba, 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 dee.
This is Tim Hauser from the Manhattan Transfer, and you're listening to The Big Beat Show on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. Keep listening.
Oh,
a boy that I couldn't see. I shook the door and called her name. My baby yelled, the lock had been changed. Oh, 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 oh. So hold on, daddy, mama don't want you no more. Oh, 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 oh. I thought she was fooling the way she'd done before. 15 seconds later, a policeman screamed,
get away from that door.
I tried to call for plea. Another chance was all that I need. I begged the cop to see what she say. The woman screamed, take him away. Oh, 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 oh. So hold on, daddy, mama don't want you no more. Oh, 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 oh.
Away from that door.
I tried to go for plea. Another chance was all that I need. I begged the cop to see what she say. The woman screamed, take him away. Oh, 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 oh. So hold on, daddy, mama don't want you no more.
I love that group, The Souvenirs, on Duto, only on an LP, as far as I can tell, March 1957. No, it's not only on an LP. It came out as a single on Duto, March 1957, The Souvenirs and So Long Daddy. And it was the Blue Dots. Boy, they sounded pretty good. I'm going to have to go do some more research on them. That was the Blue Dots with My Very Own. I got a kind of a rare Cadillacs thing, only came out on an LP, and I'm sure about that. And then it came out on a reissue box set. The LP was pretty early, 1957, I'm guessing, Twistin' with the Cadillac. Here are the Cadillacs. And Still You Left Me, Baby.
Well, child, now don't you hear me talking to you? Ever since you went away, I've cried both night and day. I'm still trying to figure out why you went away. Well, child, now I treated you so very good. I gave you everything that a man could. But still you left me, baby. 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 Ah, ah. Well, I hope you will return so I can stop the journey.
Yeah, that one I'm sure never came out as a single, only on the Twistin' with the Cadillacs LP, and I've got to say about 1957, I'm not sure. Still, You Left Me, Baby. I think I told you the, yeah, I gave you the souvenirs and information, and I've got time for one more record, just about. Hope to have you back here next week. I think I have a special show for you next week, something I started several years ago. and had one remaining show to do. Not the Billboard thing, but something else. I'll probably do that next week. I'll surprise you, because if I tell you what it is now, you're certainly not going to listen. You know, I'm just kidding. So, well, go home tonight with this record by the Vandellos on the Card label from 1962 with Bring Back. Thanks for listening. May harmony be with you. Here are the Vandellos. Good night.
Why don't you breathe?